It's time for the Sheffield Bulldogs Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach David Hufstedler, here's your host, Wes Ayers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the David Hufstedler Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. I am your host, Wes Ayers. Joining us today is the leader of the pack, David Hufstedler. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How about you?
I'm doing great, Coach. Thank you again for joining us. It's playoff time. And, Coach, it just feels right when the Sheffield Bulldogs are in postseason play, doesn't it?
Well, you're so right. We're tickled to death to be in the tournament, but, you know, we don't want to just be a participant. You know, we want to be a factor. So that's our whole mindset going into playoffs is, yeah, we're glad to be in, but, you know, we knew with this team coming back that we should be in the playoffs, and now we're excited to be in it, and hopefully we can be a factor in it and not just be a participant.
Coach, you guys took on Cherokee for the final game of the season, and you come up with a win there. Coach, you and I were talking about it a little bit before we started the show. Limus McDonald has done a pretty good job with what he's got over there, numbers-wise and stats-wise. He's done a pretty good job, right?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's got some good players now. I mean,
he does have good players.
We all think we can coach. You know, I think I'm a pretty good coach, but it's usually because of those guys I'm putting out there. You know, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with me. You know, it has to do with those guys running the ball, blocking and tackling and all that good stuff. But he's got – his skill set is really good. As good as probably most people we've played all year, in the quarterback, running back. They're the real deal. And the running back had a career night against us, returning a kick for touchdown and having a long touchdown run. So he lived up to his reputation.
Coach, when you look at this Cherokee game, you guys made the trip over there. Before we get into specifics and talk a little bit about your offense and your defense, kind of give us the overall thoughts. It was kind of – weather was a little nasty. Just kind of give us your overall thoughts of the game this past Friday.
Well, I mean, when we get there, our sideline is a complete mess. They had a water main break at some point during the week, and I guess they just fixed it that Friday. So we're standing in water on our sideline, and when you take a step, your foot sunk to about your shoelaces in the ground. So we knew it was going to be a sloppy condition. We've dealt that the last 2 weeks, at our place too. And we try to do a good job preparing our guys. We talk about having an extra pair of cleats, having extra socks. I mean, that way you can change at halftime, maybe wear a pair out for pregame, and then change before you go out and play the first half, and then second half put the other ones back on. And so our guys, I think, were prepared for it. We weren't quite prepared for the standing water where we had to stand in over there. And it was sloppy and messy, and I think factored into us, you know, possibly, you know, slowing us down a little bit. But when it's all said and done, everybody's playing in the mess. We're tickled to death to come out with a win, finish the regular season 6-4, which is awesome. We talked about it last week. We want to go into the playoffs on a high note, and that's what we did. Yeah, we could have limped in at 5-5, but our guys didn't want to do that. They knew how big this game was. It wasn't a region game. It didn't have any bearing on playoffs, but it has a bearing on your mindset. You know, when you come off a win, we get to go into the playoffs, you know, on a winning streak.
Coach, when you look at your team over the last 2 weeks, a total of 72 points, do you think your offense is really hitting its stride? And how much does it help having Corey Bowling back under center?
Well, anytime you get all your horses back, you know, it makes a difference, not just because at the quarterback position, but allows people to play their natural position, you know, and instead of having to move people around, it allows them to play at the natural position. They've been practicing that since spring. So not just having quarterback to quarterback, but able to put everybody back in their natural positions has been big for us.
Coach David Hufstedler joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, your offense obviously doing some great things. Coach, I want to ask you, when you go into a game and you know that the elements might be a little not so favorable, you're going to have some rain, you're going to have some nasty conditions, how do you plan for that throughout practice, throughout the week? I mean, do you soak the balls down? Do you put some extra water on the practice field? How do you go about preparing for that?
Well, our footballs cost $79.50. We ain't getting them wet unless we got to.
Fair enough.
Our budget here is tight, but no, we don't want to get them wet unless we have to, you know, and it just comes to mindset, you know. We talk about it some. Hey, wet ball makes you take care of the ball, makes you take care of the ball. And after that, it's just up to the guys. I mean, these guys have played enough football. They don't understand that when the ball's wet, it gets slick, you know. But, you know, as far as wetting the ball, I know some coaches do, and I've been a part of some programs in the past that would do that, and all it does is ruin your football. Because I don't think you can get prepared for a wet ball, you know. I think a slick ball is a slick ball, you know. I don't think you can prepare for it. Now, we've got a great support staff on our sideline with our managers and some guys that travel with us. From the Lifesong Church, a local church here in Sheffield that helps us every week. They come with us, and they help keep the balls dry. And that's the biggest thing is we run a new football out there every play on offense and trying to keep the ball dry. And we've got guys on the sideline with garbage bags with towels in it that keep them dry in there.
Coach, let's talk about your defense for just a few moments. The defense has really stepped up pretty big, and we talked a little bit before the show that Cherokee's got some great athletes, and you mentioned that on the show as well. Their skill set guys are pretty top-notch. I mean, they do a great job, but your defense still comes up big. 22 points only scored against them in the last 2 weeks. Tanner, a team that has some great athletes, has some good size for the size school that they are, but nonetheless – big guys coming in with big play potential, and your defense has really stood the test over the last 2 weeks. What's been a good key for your defense over the last couple of games?
Well, I mean, like last week, I mean, their only touchdown in the first half came on a blocked field goal. They blocked the field goal and returned it, you know. So that's really – it goes on the points, but that really went on our defense, and then they returned a kickoff for a touchdown. So that's points, but it really didn't go against our defense. And they had a long touchdown run. Besides that, they didn't. That's all the points they scored. So really, we only gave up 6 points on defense. The rest of it was on special teams. But that's part of it too. I mean, we talk about it all year. I feel like our coaching staff does as good a job as anybody preparing our guys special teams. Just because everybody says it's a third of the game, but we treat it that way. We give a third of it practice schedule, a third of it in the summer, and so to have those letdown special teams was really disheartening just because of how much time we put into it.
Coach David Hufstaylor joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals. Coach, last question before the break. When you look at your team and you look at the body of work that they've put in on the regular season, where do you think the greatest improvement has been from week one to where we sit going into the playoffs?
Yeah, well, that's kind of
like loaded, isn't it?
Christmas. I mean, like, what's your favorite thing that Santa Claus got you in your stocking? I mean, it's God, there's so many different things, so many things behind the scenes that our guys have fought through and with injuries. And I guess probably the biggest thing is our ability as a team to overcome injuries. And I don't want to sound like a coach that sits here and makes excuses for injuries because everybody's got them. I mean, I was down at the playoff meeting Saturday morning and everybody's talking about their injuries. So everybody's got them. It just seems like our crew had stepped up. When somebody was hurt, somebody else stepped up to play that position and played it very well. Like I said, you know, our standard's a standard, whether you're a started first year and now you're a backup who's having to come in and play bigger minutes. Our standard's a standard. We don't want to lower our standard just because we've had an injury. We still want to play up to the level that we're supposed to play at. So I guess that's probably the biggest thing is our guys having to play different positions because of the injuries and with our numbers. And they never once blinked. They never once had a letdown. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Coach, we're up against a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little playoff action. The Bulldogs will take the trip down to Aliceville. We'll get your thoughts there and kind of what your plans are for making the trip and how you're going to approach that. You're listening to the David Hufstaylor Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Do not go away. Hey, everybody, and welcome back into the David Hufstaylor Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Joining us today is the head coach of the Sheffield Bulldogs, David Hufstaylor, and I am your host, Wes Ayers. Coach, we recap the game against Cherokee and some of the things that your offensive unit has done and the points that you're putting up, the defensive unit playing extremely well, and some of the improvements that you talk about and how your team has just adjusted really well and done their job, and we're proud of those guys for that. But it's playoff time, Coach. The regular season is over. The region games are over. And you guys are going to take the trip down to Aliceville. Now, Aliceville is not a team that's in our listening area. It's not a team that we cover. How long of a trip is this, Coach?
2 hours and 43 minutes.
So I take it you've researched this part of it.
Yeah, we kind of know, but I mean, look, that's okay. I mean, the way we do it here anyway, I mean, we don't let our guys go home after school. We feed them. We do walkthroughs, and we'll hang out the same way. I mean, we'll leave here at 1 o'clock, arrive in Fayette in time to have a pregame meal at 3, which is what time we normally eat a pregame meal here. We'll finish our pregame meal at 3:30. We'll do our walkthrough at 3:35, which is when we normally do our walkthrough here. And then after our walkthrough, usually have about an hour or so of dead time to lay around, and that'll be the bus drive to Addisfield from Fayette. So we try to chop it up just like if we were here, to try to keep our guys. And I know it's not a normal routine, but when they look at their watch and they look at their phones and they see the time, it'll be the same type schedule as if we were here still. So hopefully that'll work out for us and be to our advantage and overcome a long trip.
Coach, your crossover region for the playoffs is to a Region 5. This is a region that top is pretty heavy. Aliceville, the team that you will be playing off, they finished the regular season 8-2, 6-0 in the region. Tarrant, a team that I believe Colbert County will have in the first round, 5-4 overall, 5-1 in the region. Winston County, a 6-4, 4-2 team. That doesn't really matter. But the point is, this crossover region that you guys are facing off against, it's pretty stacked. There's some really good teams there. Aliceville, the number one seed, they scored 309 points for the season. Coach, what are they going to throw at you guys offensively?
I mean, everything they've done in the past. I mean, we talk about with our guys. What they do is what they do. They're not going to change for us. We just got to be prepared. And I think our guys are. I think they've taken it to heart. I mean, you always hope they're paying attention, but you always can tell a little bit different type of attention span when it's playoff time. I mean, we turned the lights on to finish practice yesterday just because of the time change. And you could tell the excitement level picked up then, because if you're still playing this time of year, you've done something right throughout the year, and we just hope we can continue doing that. Their region is a good region, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'll put our region up against anybody in the state. I mean, it is a murderer's row with the region we have, and that's the reason we had a three-way tie for first place, because everybody's so solid. But like I said, their region is a good region. I feel like our region and our non-region schedule is going to set us up to go down and have a big upset.
Coach, when you look at Aliceville's schedule, there's one game that sticks out, and it's a 14-60 loss to Selma. But Selma's a 6A school, Coach. That's a big school down there. This team defensively typically plays pretty well. What's your key offensively? Obviously, you got to play very well. You got to play disciplined. But how are you approaching from your offensive perspective?
Well, we've got to maintain drives. I mean, anytime we get ourselves in a third down, we've got to be able to execute and be able to convert a third down. I mean, with the speed they have in the back end of their secondary, we're probably not going to have a 60 or 70-yard touchdown run. So we got to be able to maintain our drives. We got to be able to convert on third down and take care of the football and win the field position. Whether we score or not, we need to grind out some first downs. That way when we punt, we pin them deep, and hopefully they shoot themselves in the foot as they open up their offensive drives.
Coach David Hufstaylor joining us here today on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. And, Coach, as you get ready for this playoff push, what can the Sheffield Bulldog fans expect out of this trip down to Aliceville? What's it going to look like to them? What are they anticipating? What are they going to see when they get to the stadium? Or is it just business as usual for you guys?
I'm hoping it's business as usual. I sent out an itinerary to all of our players' families yesterday and a map. Hopefully we'll have a big turnout to follow us down. I know it's a long drive, but hopefully we'll have a big turnout to follow us down there. Maybe we'll have some people carpool down. That way they can split up the driving time on the way back so nobody gets drowsy driving. But we took care of all that yesterday. I told them yesterday after practice, guys, we've taken care of everything from the bus to the pregame meal to the postgame meal. You just got to show up and play. That's your number one thing you need to worry about, show up and play. And hopefully we'll do that. Hopefully the road trip won't be a distraction to us. Hopefully I have a good following down there. That way show support for our guys, which we always do. We always seem to have a good crowd travel with us. And we're just excited to play. We're ready to play. I mean, this time of year, we talked about it with our guys in our first period conditioning class that, you know, that we've been going, you know, golly, for almost seems like 24 straight weeks through the summer, everything of just grinding it out. And if we don't know how to play football by now, we're not going to be able to figure it out in this week anyway. So just keep doing what you're doing. Rely on the habits that you created back in the summer. And let's just go play football and play fast.
He is David Hufstedler, the head coach of the Sheffield Bulldogs. They get ready to take the trip down to Aliceville this Friday night in the first round of the playoffs. Coach Hufstedler, always a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck Friday night. We're pulling for you, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, and go Dogs.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.